Beans World, Beans World.
Ah, the beautiful sound of Bean Boy singing. No better way than to bring us into episode 10 of Beans World. We have another episode, just me and Beans here today. Beans, how are you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm fucking doing good, but I'm a little sore after work today, man. Holy shit.
Big day today? You doing them big pours, kicking some ass?
Putting in the fucking summer grind, making that fucking chang.
Dude, it's so nice. Like, for me, like, being part office boy, part, like, being out in the field, like, it is so nice for me to be back in it. Like, there's no grind I have to worry about. To, like, you know how when you've been off for a couple months, you become, like, just such a complete piece of shit? Or at least, like,
oh,
dude, I'm
so out of fucking shape. Like,
if I don't have work, I'm a loser, bro. I need structure in my life.
Oh, me too. I mean, I literally sit around and do nothing all day. Fuck, I got laundry to do. I just stare at it.
I feel like that's part of our ADHD, is like when we have one minuscule task to do, something that's not even hard, it's like, I only have one thing I have to do today, and somehow I'm not going to get it done.
Oh, yeah. I will just distract myself. I'll go fuck off. I don't even care.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like, I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna do this in like an hour. I'm going to take a nap, or I'm going to play some games. Fuck no, I'll do it like next week.
Dude, I 100% agree. That's it. It does feel good to be back. Luckily, like, I make my own schedule for the most part. I kind of like worked my way back in, so I had a nice transition back into full time work. But like, for you having time off, and then how big of a pour for our concrete bros that don't,
yeah, for our,
or for our non concrete bros that don't understand concrete talk. Basically, the way that concrete is poured, it is measured in yards. And I would say for like a small residential company like mine, or like the one I work for, a 15-yard pour is a pretty big pour.
Oh, that's a hefty pour.
You know, even 10 yards, like that's a lot of concrete. And how many yards did you do today?
We fucking smacked out 900 plus yards.
Dude, that's so crazy.
It was 8.5 hours of constant fucking running, no bathroom breaks, can't even get food, people yelling and screaming. It's unbelievable, but you know what? It's all worth it. Because the money's there.
So you're a self-acclaimed bathroom hider.
Sometimes, yeah, but not on the big floors.
Is that hard for you? Like when you just want to hit the vape or something? Or?
Oh, I just hit. Fuck, you can light up a dart right on the porch.
True, we're construction. It's not like you're working at a fucking bank.
But so help me, gosh, if fucking you spit a loogie on the ground, something about the older generation, they don't like that shit.
Hey, I'll back that up all day, dude. When I see
people
spitting loogies on like a garage floor,
oh,
like,
that's
you are
different.
Such a sick piece of shit.
I'm saying like on the ground or something. They fuck it still got
like a dirt floor.
But yeah, they just find it disrespectful. I'm like, fuck, I'm coughing up my cigarettes in my lungs. Just leave me be.
Yeah, Beans, what the fuck, dude? I've got to scold you for that shit.
Dude, I was on a pack a day.
Not the time to start. Like, dude, when I was a senior in high school, I smoked a pack of darts every single day. I would, before school, I would huff down 4 Newport Reds as quick as I could to get that fucking Nick buzz. I'd reek like darts all day. Like, that is not the way to live, brother. Like, you have made it this far without smoking cigarettes. You need to just cut that out of your life.
Nah, dude, it's nothing like ripping. It's different. You got to be in the field. I mean, once you get a smell of a cigarette from another guy fucking smoking it, it's like the urge,
dude. It's so easy for me to stand on this moral high ground, but as soon as I'm on the job and somebody breaks out a pack, I'm fucking begging for one every time.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, fuck, it's nice. You go ask the older guys, and they're like, yeah, here. It's that simple.
You want to bum a, what do they call them in a...
A fag. You want to bum a fag?
You want to bum a fag, young man.
Oh, I don't say that. I'd just be like, give me a cigarette. Well, fuck, I always give this guy cigarettes all the time. He's got to pay up.
Dude, one thing I didn't realize about the younger generation is we really use the word dart. Like, you know, like, hey, you got a dart? And some of the older guys, they'll look at you weird as fuck, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Is that like gay sex or something?
No, a lot of the guys we work with, they know what that is.
They're
sure.
Going for the dart?
Oh, yeah.
You and be teaching them the lingo, like, or they be on it?
Everyone just be packing down a fucking whole pack a day. It's wild, dude.
Sure.
On a poor day, it's really bad. Everyone's stressed out. Fucking darts are ripping.
So,
everyone's screaming.
Speaking of being stressed out, I have something I need to bring up for Beans, because Beans got the wrath of the Big Sammy yesterday, and I want to take a second to apologize to Beans. Beans had to take on some, some texting abuse. And I want you to actually read the messages to our viewers.
Do you want me to? Okay.
I want to be held accountable. Maybe take the last one out.
The last one? All right. I got to find you in my fucking chat here. All right. Let's see what this fucking asshole said. give him the fucking rundown.
For more context, Beans was being a motherfucker yesterday, and he wouldn't give me a time, and it was pissing me off, and I was stressed out with other things, and I took it out on him.
Oh, I did screenshot it. That's
and
right.
I was literally about, I'm not even joking, I was about to say, all right, I cooled down now, I'm going to start deleting these off. I was literally about to say it, and then I didn't do it, and But
all right, I ain't gonna read it because you did say some pretty wild, mean shit to me. But just, basically, how it went was you
just leave out the last one.
No, because there's a couple in there. I still don't even want to put you under there.
Read them, bro. I don't even care.
So I said, hey, stupid fuck, I might be pouring 900 yards tomorrow. He said, yeah, right, whatever. If you don't care about Beans World, then I don't either. And all I said was, go sit in your office,
dude. You have no idea how that irked me, though.
And then all of a sudden, he goes, I'm serious, though. You're, like, literally the worst person to try to do a pod with. Puts in no effort. Can't give a good time frame ever. Barely talks. Lies about when he's off work. Now, keep in mind, I told him, I said, I have no fucking idea when I will be home. My job, I could work 2 hours. I could work fucking 24. It's random. And I told him this 3 times, and then he pulled that shit on me.
I lost it. And I'm here to take this moment to apologize to my sweet, beloved Bean Boy.
You know what? I accept your
apology. He doesn't deserve that.
No, I accept your apology. And you know how my work is, how my line of work is, how it goes.
So now that we're past that, I wanted to give some recognition to Beans. I want to talk about JoJo Siwa. Are you familiar with her at all?
I fucking can't stand her.
Dream guest on my podcast? Like, I can't fucking handle it. Like, I'm old enough that JoJo has obviously been cringy to me my entire life. Like, when she was, like, doing her little dumbass kids pop bullshit, I was already, like, 16. You know, I wasn't invested. But, like, I always knew who she was. She's always been pretty big. She's cashed in fat on, like, selling merch. And, like, she has a huge following.
Somehow, I fucking don't know how people can stand her.
And she's trying to pull the Miley Cyrus, but in just the most cringy, I don't even know how to explain it, dude. I can't handle it. Like, the way she's just trying to change her whole look and act, like, bro, her song says, karma's a bitch, and then at one point she says, like, don't F around. It's like, and she's like, I have made the biggest transition that anybody has made in my generation. It's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, you said bitch in a song. I just don't.
In a kid's song?
That's the whole thing, dude. She's off the kids, man.
I don't know. I've never even listened to any of
her
shit.
She said she invented gay pop. You're actually a pretty big fan of gay pop, aren't you?
Never even knew that was a thing, dude. What the fuck is gay pop?
You don't want the people catching on?
I'll have to check it out after this.
Hey, that's the JoJo Siwa, dude. She invented gay pop.
Yeah, but did you see her fucking outfit, though, one day?
Where, like, she was, like, painted the black star on her face?
Or fucking just a whole, like, black outfit, like, metal looking. I have no idea.
I've been seeing all these moms, like, take videos of their kids being like, JoJo Siwa, why are you dressing? Like, just, like, you know, crying, and it makes me wonder, like, if they're actually upset about it or if these moms are like, all right, I need you to.
I feel like they genuinely are.
Who's a hero that you had as a kid where if they made, like, a switch up, you'd have been like, what the fuck?
Well, I never had TV, so. Fuck you. You knew that. I had no one to look up to.
There was not one fucking movie or you weren't like a. I mean, weren't into anything.
Oh, Jackass. All them fuckers I looked up to, dude.
They were already fucked up, dude.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll give you an example of.
No, I of like my answer. Don't take it away.
No, I'm not taking your answer away. I'm giving my answer, dumb fuck.
Oh, you are?
So, one thing for me is. So, this doesn't actually count because I wasn't a John Cena fan. I was a Miz fan who is the exact opposite of John Cena. Miz. He was like. He was like the fucking bad guy.
Yeah, he's the cocksucker.
But John Cena, he's like the loyalty, respect, you know, that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just can't imagine if all of a sudden he'd start wearing all black and being like, I fucking praise the devil, you know. Not dream yet. Guest on my podcast, my ex-wife, like shit like that.
She had a wife?
No, that would be John Cena.
Oh.
Would you smash JoJo Siwa?
Hell no.
You
Ew.
Wouldn't? Blech. You wouldn't just
would
go?
You?
No, but okay. I figured you would.
No, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. You guys are both blonde and small and...
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You like girls like her.
Hell, I mean, yeah, blondes and whatever, but I like all women.
I bet she'd make you nut from head.
Oh my, all right, here we go.
I bet she'd be the first one.
Yeah, I doubt it. Nah, I doubt
Speaking
it.
Speaking of another woman that could make you nut from head, do you know who Caitlin Clark is?
Yeah, she's like that crazy fucking basketball player, isn't she?
Yeah, dude, she's pretty much changed the whole landscape of women's basketball. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and cap. I could not. She's the only women's basketball player of my entire life that I could ever name. Like, I don't, mm-hmm. no shade to women's basketball, but I don't fucking pay attention to that. I don't like watching it. I never have watched it until Caitlin Clark became a thing. Dude, I watched the national championship. I watched her game against LSU in the semis, like, dude, this chick fucking balls, and she's really changed the game. But there's this whole thing that, like, they're saying it's racist that we're getting behind Caitlin Clark because she's white, and no one cared about any of the good black players coming up. So it's like this whole thing going on now, and it's crazy. But, dude, Caitlin Clark fucks. And I saw this stat today, actually. So she was first overall in the WNBA draft yesterday.
Yeah.
She signed a 4-year contract for $338,056.
That's it. Didn't like 50 Cent or someone like offer some fucking crazy money?
So I know that Ice Cube gave her an offer to come to the 3-on-3 league, and Dave Portnoy gave her an offer to come to the Barstool league. But just to put it in perspective, so Caitlin Clark, first overall pick. Her starting contract is $338,000
for the
$56
for a year,
which
years?
Equals out to $84,514 a year. Victor Wembanyama, however you say it, that was so wrong. The number one overall pick in the NBA this last year signed a 4-year contract, $55.1 million.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I never knew there was a professional basketball league for women.
Until
this chick started, like, blowing it up. And, like, seriously, I never saw a fucking thing. I didn't even know it was real. And all of a sudden, it just blown up. I see it on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, everything. And I'm like, damn, you know, I never knew there was a professional women's league.
Dude, that'd be kind of wild to, you know, go to a WNBA game. Would you ever go?
I'd maybe go to the women's hockey.
Still lame. It all sucks.
I'd like to see them bitches fight. That'd be badass.
They don't. They can't. Dude, women hockey, they can't even check at any level.
Are you serious?
They can't check. They can't fight. They can't do anything. Now, if we want to talk about equality, I think that's step number one.
No, yeah.
Let the bitches check each other.
I'd love, if I was a chick, I'd like to beat another bitch's ass.
Dude, how
fun.
Cool that would make women's hockey. We just fucking figured out your answer. Check each other. Start fights. Drop the gloves.
Dude, just think that's what everyone loves about hockey. I mean, I do. I mean, you even heard me at a fucking high school game. I was like, oh, beat his ass. And all of a sudden, you're like, hey, chill. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I forgot we're at a high school game.
Yeah, so we're at a high school game. It was like the senior night. I played hockey all through. And my buddy that also played hockey wanted to go to the game. So I was like, hell yeah. Ask Beans if he wanted to come. We're sitting there and we're on the away side. So we're surrounded by all the other team's parents, and it's pretty empty on the away side. And I'm sitting with Beans. He stands up. He's like, beat their fucking ass. I'm like, yo, dude, this is high school, bro.
Yeah,
you can't take it that far.
Yeah, I kind of forgot, but fuck, dude.
It's just the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
baby.
Literally. That's the joy of just, like, fighting's fucking awesome, dude.
If I wouldn't have blown my knee out senior year, man, who knows where I could be.
That's the only reason I would have played hockey. Even if you can't fight in high school, I'd be fucking punching people for no reason. I'm the new goon.
That is the beauty of hockey, is like me and Scrat were talking about this. He played basketball. I played hockey. And in basketball, if you punch somebody in the face on the court, that is the punch heard all the way around the arena. Like, it is a big deal when it is skin to skin. You know, you can truly hear their face getting fucking pummeled. But yeah. In hockey, simply just because we have gloves and a helmet on, it pretty much gives you free rein. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. If you throw fists, you're going to get in trouble. But it is way less of a situation because you've got gloves, you got a helmet on, you got protective gear. So, like, you can get away with so much more, dude. Like, the shit we would do on the ice, it's fucked up. Like, you can hit people with your sticks. As long as the ref ain't looking, you can get away with anything.
That's true. I mean, I wrestled my entire life, but, dude, one of the greatest things for me was cross faces. I pretty much just punch him in the fucking face. Or you could just slam someone down as hard as you want. Do it legal. But it was just the joy of just, like, giving someone pain, you know?
Can you rip, like, a double leg takedown?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like, you can slam people down to the mat?
Oh, dude, yeah.
I didn't know you could slam people. That's badass.
You can't, like... I mean, there's certain ways you got to slam them down, but you can fucking get them down and hurt them.
So, like, with you being a smaller weight, would you ever have to wrestle girls, like, in, like, a actual meet, like, against another school?
Yeah, so, no, when I was younger, I mean, yeah, from other schools, when I was younger, I did, and it was super awkward.
Dude,
because,
walk me down that. I've always wondered, like, that's got to be weird, dude, especially once,
it's not
like,
weird,
puberty
like,
hits and shit.
No, it's not weird like that. It's more so weird because of how much stronger you are. And, you know, like, if you're raised by a good father and mother, like, you're not going to beat the shit out of a chick. So, like, you're trying to just pin this chick as soon as possible and just be done.
So, you're trying to win, but not too bad. Like, you don't want to beat them up at all. You just want to get it over
with. Just get it over with.
Is there, like, thick? You ever grab their ass or anything?
No, what?
Or is it straight professionalism?
Yeah, dude.
I'm just curious, man.
Jeez.
I'm just curious. I don't know. If I had the chance, I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, if I'd have wrestled, that'd have been fucked. I don't even know, like, what do they even do with the heavy kids?
Like, does 285
does the weight class. Does do the weight start to really differ once they gets up there?
Yeah, they actually there's
like you could have like a 285 against like a 330 pounder.
No, you can't weigh more than 285.
Oh,
pounds.
I see. So you got to get down to that, and then
you
like,
got to be under that. Yeah,
sure. So, like, what's that weight class look like? Is it, like, a 10-pound? I don't even understand.
So, right under the 285, there's a 220-pound class.
What? So, there's that much? So you
just in that higher weight.
There could be a 230 wrestling a 285.
Yep.
Damn, so that shit gets wild.
And that shit does because the 235-pounder is a fucking, probably a state champion, just yoked out of his mind, and you just got some big boy over here.
You got some fat fucker.
And it's crazy, dude. Sometimes
with the gut slapping around.
Them big boys, they fucking throw them around. Goes either way. It's wild. It's awesome to watch, though.
I feel like you in the smaller weight class, too, like, their bodies really... Like, if you look at Sean O'Malley, like, in his UFC weight class...
Oh, yeah.
He is so much taller than pretty much anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his build is weird, dude. Like, he's skinny as fuck, but he's got that height, and he's able to get down to such a low
fucking
weight.
Reach.
Like, dude, he was made for the bantam class.
And I'll be there one day, too, to beat the shit out of him.
Beans, Bro, I want the people to chime in on this because we've been trying to talk Beans and then shout out homeboy Scrat. I know y'all have heard about Scrat before. We have been trying so hard to get Beans and Scrat to open up On Tap in the Sticks, third annual On Tap in the Sticks 2024 with a Beans and a Scrat boxing match. And honestly, we just need to know if you guys are even interested in that. Like, show us your support. Let's make this thing happen. The more people that message On Tap and say, we need that Beans and Scrap battle, it will happen.
I definitely
do you have any words for, like, if you were, like, an old-time wrestler and I was interviewing you and I'm like, all right, Mr. Insano, you know, or like, all right, Beans, what are you going to do to the Scrap? Like, what would be your promo?
6 feet under.
No, you gotta get fired up, dude.
Ah, nah, dude. If you are what you say you are,
I'm gonna rip him up. I'm gonna shove his head between his legs. I'm gonna kick his ass.
So you're Mike Tyson that shit.
You gotta get all hyped up. Mike Tyson, dude, he is a war. He got hit that list.
I don't know. I kind of stay calm and then just let the beast come out. It's kind of scary. Not really, but
you gotta get them promo jobs going though. You think nobody wants to go. Nobody gives a shit about a fight if they're just staying silent to each other.
I mean, if they see a 5'5 bald headed ass like me wanting to fight.
But what if Scrat's talking shit to you? Are you gonna just take it and just give it back to him in the ring, or are you gonna talk some shit back?
I'll talk shit back and then give it to him in the ring, and then while I'm in the ring, talk shit to him.
So if he's like, "You don't got a chance, you dumb little shorty."
I don't know what I'd say. I fuck can't think off.
Let's
my head
run through it. What would you say? Come on. I know you got it.
Shut up, greaseball. I don't fucking know, dude.
Why don't you get drunk, pussy?
I can't think of shit off the top of my head.
Beans is dying off his cigarettes. Yeah. He literally just coughed up black tar.
So?
So, Beans, we got a big event coming out. We need to promo this Saturday. 420 special is dropping. It'll be me, Cody, Mitch, CPS motherfucking Dave, and DPK in the house. And wait, I forgot the last one. Deca Al, to round off the trifecta of guests. Deca Al, CPS Dave, and DPK all come to the studio. Deca Al's got some freeze-dried edibles. He's got some disposable vapes or, you know, carts. Mm-hmm. He's got, dude, he told me, I went and bought some shit from him the other day. He's like, "I'm coming fucking prepared this year. We're getting fucked up. I'm going all out. I'm going to let it rip. I know CPS Dave did last year, so I'm not worried about him, but
damn, yeah,
it's
going to
be an interesting
I wish I could, you know, be here, but being in the unit, I don't do that shit, you know?
Have you ever smoked before?
Never in my life.
Dude, one day, if OnTap takes off and you quit the old union, we're going to get old Beansy fucked up.
I'm going to have a little operation.
What does that mean?
I'm going to become a millionaire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to start my own little fuck. Dude, speaking of that shit, we're actually going to pour concrete up in Mille Lacs at the casino to fucking, for their little grow house.
Really?
Swear to God.
Your dad is?
We all, well, yeah.
Aggressor or
yeah,
like?
Aggressor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, my company, we're going there. And
damn, that's badass.
It is.
That's the most ideal job you could possibly have.
And they're already talking about building a second fucking operation there.
Jesus.
Off the casino.
Yeah, dude, I'm so hyped. 420 special. It's, last year was wild. Like, we let out some pretty good stories. So if you haven't seen the first one, go back and listen to it. It's a lot of our high stories. This one's going to be more about just thought-provoking questions. DPK, actually, if you didn't know this, Beans, he opened for Afro Man a few months ago
in North Carolina. That, bro. That was fucking wild.
I mean, he's got to have at least 100 stories just of that weekend.
Oh, fuck. If he doesn't, I'd be surprised.
Dude, just imagine. Like, DPK is very similar to us. He's a kid from a small town.
Blue collar.
He started doing music. People laughed at him. People didn't think anything was going to happen with it. And now he's going on the road, taking an RV with some of his closest friends that have been there in every step of the way of his music career. Taking an RV all the way to North Carolina to open for fucking Afro Man. That is a dream come true.
That's fucking, dude. That's
I can't even imagine.
No, I would probably stutter. Like, I couldn't even say nothing. I'd be like, "Oh, Afro Man." You know what I mean? Like, fucking, couldn't believe it.
Dude, he's actually been to Froggy's like 3 times, but I was too young. I never could go to the show. It's like, I remember hearing about him as like a 16-year-old, and I couldn't fucking believe it. Like, dude, as soon as I started smoking weed, I was that stereotypical kid that I listened to Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Afro Man. I was like, "Because I got high." Like, dude, that was like my anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I smoked weed like 3 times in my life at that point.
How does that song go? I think I might know it.
"I was gonna go to work, but then I got high."
Boom, boom, boom. Right? What's the one that like,
ooh,
her dad kicked my ass or something? Is that this one? I don't know.
No, that's Cole 45.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's a banger, too.
Yeah, that is a banger.
Sadly, those are the only two Afro Man songs I know. But because I got high and Cold 45 are such bangers that, dude, just think about it. I don't think anybody knows any more Afro Man songs. And he has built a full career. And he still tours to this day off of songs that he released in like the early 90s. It really shows if you come up with a banger, you can live off that shit for a long fucking time.
Yeah, for real. Damn, I got to come out with a banger.
Damn, Beans. Well, you know, I feel like we talked about everything we had to.
Did you hear this shit, though?
What?
Fucking Morgan Wallen threw a chair off a bar.
Oh, my God, bro, dude.
And it landed feet, apparently, away from cops.
Yeah,
could you imagine if it fucking smoked? Morgan Wallen goes to jail for knocking out a cop with a chair.
I thought he did go to jail.
Yeah, he did.
So, have you looked into the story? Do you know why he threw the chair? Because all I know is that he threw it and got arrested.
He's probably just piss hammered like I am every weekend. Well, not every weekend. Come on now, but you know, whenever I got my time.
I wonder if he did it on purpose.
Dude, yeah, maybe.
You had a little drunken accident recently.
Yeah, I was over at a new friend's house, fucking partied up, went outside, didn't know they had a little recessed wall, fell about 6 feet, fucked up my arm. And I said, just let me fucking lay here, dude.
Didn't you say the person that was with you, they were like, are you okay? And what did you say?
She was like, oh my God, Will, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, just fucking let me lay here. And I'm just in pain. Like fucking, I swear it was like 6 feet, dude. I don't even really remember it. I was blacked out. All I remember is fucking falling, laying on the ground, and then her just being like, Will, are you okay? And I'm like, no.
Did you fall onto like grass or was it gravel or what did you?
Dude, it had to be rock. Did you see my fucking arm?
Dude, that's fucking
it's
hilarious.
It's like a baseball size fucking bruise.
Damn, so you must have just came right down on that motherfucker.
I don't remember.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. But yeah, dude, that Morgan Wallen shit, that shit's crazy. I love it, though. I mean, raise hell. Fucking let it happen. Morgan's still my fucking boy.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I think this is a great place to end it. I'm so happy to finish our 10th episode of Beans World. Like, who would have thought me and Beans would be kicking it this long? But, Beans, take us out with your fact, buddy.
Today's fun fact is the moon, or Luna, is the Earth's only natural satellite.
I love it.
Beans World. Beans World. Psst.